It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Roughly 28,000 people ride the Pittsburgh area's light rail system every day, but many more could be using and funding the system if the stops were easier to access. Inspired by a study from the Center for Transit-Oriented Development, Public Source reporter Emily DeMarco embarked on a tour of the Port Authority's 52 T-stops. She took photos, gathered audio, and asked commuters what they think of the light rail system. Here are some of their responses.
I'm Rick. I'm going to Swissville, and I've been on this T line for about maybe 10 years so far. I work for UPMC as an environmental services aide at the OR. Today was pretty busy across the street. It was like really painful and annoying. They're always in a rush, and it's like they can't stop to let other people get by, especially on foot.
My name is Sydney Lenhart. I live in Brookline, and I usually use the Potomac or the Denise. The Denise, it's actually complicated because you have to walk on a main street and then walk across a highway. And then you have to keep walking across the highway. And it's actually complicated because it's really hard to, like, get the cars to stop for you. I'd like to see them cleaned up more because some of them are, like, very graffitied and they're just looking not that good. And some actually don't have good shelter. Like, there's some that are in the middle of nowhere that I've gotten stuck at and had a little shed.
Hi, my name is Deshea. I live on the north side. Right now I'm going to UPMC out South Hills. The first time I asked the train driver if he can let me off at Bethel Village, and he actually let me off two stops after that. So I had to wait maybe like 15, 20 minutes just to get back over here. But now I'm pretty comfortable with it. So to change up the transit a little bit, I think the stop should be a little different. Like maybe we can go more so on the north side instead of just like South Hills Village and like Bethel Park and Library. I think it should be like on the north side as well.
I use the train every day. 5, 6, maybe 8 times a day, depending upon where I got to go and what I got to do. I do use it to go back and forth shopping and go to town and other places like that, but it's really convenient. I'm only a block and a half away from the T. It's the best transportation for right now in the world. It's very convenient, and it's not expensive as people think it is.
I'm Julie DeGore, and I live in Dormont. I'm on my way to the mall to pick up some things after a doctor's visit here. I take the trolley everywhere I go, just about. Transfer to a bus when I need to. I don't drive, so this is very good for me. It's good for seniors, period.
And those are responses from people who use the Pittsburgh area's light rail transit system each and every day. They were responding to questions from Public Source reporter Emily DeMarco. So here's a question for you, dear listeners. Do you live near the light rail? How visible or accessible is your local T-stop? And how do you think the stops could be improved? Call us, 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Our email address is essphgh@wesa.fm, and you can reach us on Twitter at essphgh and follow the conversation at #EPLive. Meanwhile, Public Source reporter Emily DeMarco joins me in Studio A. Good day, Emily.
Hello. Thanks for having me here.
What surprised you as you went from stop to stop on your journeys? You went to all 52 T-stops, and as you talked to people, what were the responses you got that made you say, gee, I wasn't expecting to hear that?
Well, I was really surprised at the wide variety of signs or lack of signs, the wide variety of ways to get to the station. Sometimes there were long flights of stairs or pathways that had, you know, not a single sign marking that this was an entrance to a T-stop. That was just, you know, kind of one of the biggest takeaways. the people themselves, you know, they came in all sorts of different, from all sorts of different walks of life as well. You know, many said, I use the tea every day, and this is great. It's really accessible and easy to find. Others not you know, didn't have the same kind of experience. I met a lot of writers who said it is really difficult to get to the stops because of, you know, busy streets, no stoplights, that sort of thing.
Right. We were hearing that from the people in the piece we just heard. And, you know, what is up with that? You've got people trying to cross streets to get to the stop. And why is there nothing to stop the traffic to allow them to get across the street and do something other than dodge them?
Well, the system crosses a huge footprint of the county. So the stops that are close to the city obviously are in a more urban environment. Cars may be more used to pedestrians in that area. Whereas when you go out into kind of like the farther reaches of Allegheny County, it's much more of a car culture out there. So there's one main road, Library Road, that runs along. It basically skirts the tracks a good portion of the system. And there's, you know, quite a number of these stops that are close to Library Road, but yet there's no crosswalk or anything. Even at the places where there was, you know, stoplights and marked places for pedestrians to use, I found personally, I was nearly hit by a car at one of those intersections at, I believe it was the Logan Road stop. You know, walking across the street, trying to just figure out how residents would get to this stop. And, you know, lo and behold, a car turns, doesn't see me, about 4 feet away from hitting me. So that was a very, very visceral, you know, look at how people, you know, may feel a little less comfortable using the T if, you know, it's hard to get to.
If you're taking your life in your own hands, you might, you know, find other means to get where you need to go. So did anyone talk about what needs to be done?
Any one of the riders or
people that, yeah, the riders, the people that you, before we get to the Port Authority and what they're going to do, what are the riders are saying they'd like to see done?
Well, a lot of them said, I like the system. I don't want to present this idea that, like, you know, all the riders are upset with the T. One person who, in particular, you just played the audio from, Sydney Linhart, she really sticks out on my mind. She was, you know, a young woman, 15 years old, and she really just nailed on the head in terms of things she'd like to see. She'd like to see the stops cleaned, some of the graffiti cleaned. She'd like to, you know, feel more safe getting to the stop, meaning she has to cross a 4-lane highway to get there. And something that she mentioned, which I think is really interesting, is better shelter at the stops. A lot of these stops have maybe just a very small platform, like a piece of 4-foot by 4-foot asphalt, you know, raised, you know, slightly raised off the ground, a wooden handrail, and that's about it. No, you know, covering, no sign at the stop. These are the sorts of things that, from talking to transit experts, tell, you know, if you make this stop more of a prominent place within the community, give it a sign, give it a better presence, it's more likely that people in that neighborhood are going to want to use the transit.
And give people a chance to get out of the rain. You think they might borrow from the, you know, the old-fashioned railroad stop concept that pretty much, you know, there's always a roof over somebody's head in those kinds of scenarios. So what did the Port Authority say when you went to them and talked about things like, for example, the visibility problem?
Yeah, the Port Authority, you know, said, okay, our infrastructure is aging. A lot of these stops were built at many, many different times. That's why a lot of the signs look really different. You know, you take the Allegheny station that was newly built, part of the North Shore Connector project, and then you would compare it to the Hillcrest stop, which is along the Blue Line. They just look diametrically different from one another, and that's because they were built at different times. Of course, you have aging infrastructure, and you have a lot of different needs in terms of how to separate the money that they do have. So, you know, budget is always a problem with making improvements to your infrastructure. They did mention that improvements are in the works. There's something called a wayfinding program.
A what?
It's called wayfinding, which essentially would use all sorts of different like signs and mobile apps to help users use the system more.
But that's being used more and more in public transit, isn't it?
It's something that's being used in cities or transit, you know, systems across the country. It's in its early stages, so I can't give you more details about, you know, budget or timeline as to when that would be something to be expected for the system.
It's Essential Pittsburgh, and you're listening to 90.5 WESA. We're with Public Source reporter Emily DeMarco. One of the things that came out in your piece for Public Source, in fact, it came out today, is that the Port Authority is not solely responsible for making infrastructure improvements. So they've identified that there's a problem. They're saying there's only so much we can do. So if the Port Authority is not responsible, who is?
So The study that really kicked off the intention to go out and document every single, you know, all 52 stops, as you mentioned at the top of this interview, pointed to individuals, you know, private residents, community groups can work closely with their, you know, local leaders, municipalities, even the Port Authority to try to access public dollars, you know, applying for a grant, essentially donating your time to do like kind of the paperwork side of transit improvements is something that the report noted as a possibility for making improvements to these stops. The report noted that new signs, building pedestrian paths, even a marketing plan are relatively low cost solutions to improving what like I see as a pretty robust infrastructure that we already have in the region.
412-246-2002, the number to call to join the conversation. We have Jim in Oakland. Jim, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hello, Paul. Yeah, I'm blind, and I have a blind friend that uses a T, and a couple times he fell getting on a T. I don't know. He didn't feel successful enough for the blind, and the driver wouldn't help him. When at one point he fell and broke his arm, and
wow.
He was laid up for a while. He's okay now, but now he doesn't use the T anymore because of that. He lives in Beachview area.
Well, you know, you bring up a great point, and maybe, Emily, you can address this. In your travels to all 52 of the T stops, what did you notice in terms of accommodations to handicapped access, making it more accessible for people who have sight or hearing problems?
Yeah, and I do want to stress that all of the stops were different. Many stops had very long wheelchair ramps, you know, braille signs. The braille signs were pretty dated looking. Sometimes the, you know, raised letters were chipped off. But everything was so different across the board.
So presumably any of the stops that were built after the Americans with Disabilities Act, which I believe is the mid-90s or mid to early 90s, but some of these stops go back to the early 80s. So they didn't necessarily and may not have these accommodations. Were there stops that you saw that did not have the kind of accommodations that people need?
I did, and I think it's Bon Air really sticks out in my mind as a stop that has a wheelchair ramp. It's a beautiful stop, a blue paint everywhere. The stop itself is at the end of a long hill, and at the top of the hill is a do not enter sign, and that's the only thing that marks the top of, you know, this is the one entrance to this stop. It essentially presents a pretty great example of the situation that the Port Authority is in. You know, we live in a very hilly city. This stop is like carved on the side of a hill. The ramp is there to make the stop accessible, but yet there's still a disconnect between, one, the neighborhood. You know, there's really no sign at the only point at which you can see this, and then two, that long hill. I would question the safety of someone going down that hill in a wheelchair. It just presents a kind of perfect storm in terms of many factors that make some of the stops a little bit less easy to access.
We have a tweet from AK who says, in answer to our Twitter question about T-stop accessibility, AK writes, signage and accessibility of busway stations should go hand in hand with light rail. Did the report on Port Authority mention anything about the busways?
So no, it was actually, you know, my original intention was to go out and document all of the what's known as fixed guideway. Guideway means, you know, the light rail is on a fixed guideway. The busways are also on a fixed guideway. It turned out that documenting all 52 of the light rail stops was quite an endeavor.
It took,
you know, the support of my editor, Sharon Walsh, which was incredible, as well as I worked really closely with Allie Kanick on this project to actually make all of the multimedia and interactive elements come alive. Fingers crossed, we'll get that sort of support to document the busway stops as well. But this story itself is a package that allows you know, people to explore the light rail in a number of different ways.
And as we wrap this up, with all this feedback, did you get an indication from the Port Authority that they're welcoming this input from citizens, that they want to take it and use it to make improvements?
I don't think I could speak for what the Port Authority would.
Did you get that sense though from them that they're open to this?
I think it's a great sign that they have the wayfinding program in the works, in the sense that, you know, they recognize that the infrastructure is aging and that they'd like to make improvements if the money is there.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll continue to follow this story. In the meantime, Public Source reporter Emily DeMarco joining us in Studio A. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Up next, find out what people are saying about your neighborhood. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.